Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We talked about in order to get more wisdom, we must desire wisdom. Here it says wisdom's not found in the earth, but God gives wisdom. Listen to Job 38:36. Well, you're close. You can just turn over there if you want to. 38:36 says it like this. It says, talking about God, well, the Lord was asking Job some questions. And he started out by saying, who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? You're talking, but you don't know what you're talking about. So he started asking him some questions. Let's just read some of them. 38:3. Gird up your loins like a man, for I'll demand of you and answer thou me. Now you'd had to read the things that went before to understand this, because Job had gotten out of line. Job railed against God. And he questioned God's fairness and justness. And he said, I wish God would answer me. Well, he did. And he showed up. And instead of saying, okay, Job, I know you have some questions and I'm here to answer your questions. No. No, that's not how he works. It's not, I'm going to explain it to you so you can understand and then you're going to believe me. Absolutely no, never no. You trust him and you honor him when you don't have a clue. Somebody said, well, if God would make me understand it, then I'd trust him. That's absolutely faithless. Anybody can do that. You got to trust him when you don't know. It's not, you know, people talk about seeing is believing. There never was anything any more backwards. No, you believe. Then you see. Now here he said, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? I don't remember seeing you. He said, on what are the foundations fastened? What did I fasten the foundations of the earth to? And who laid the cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together. Did you know the stars sang? Glory. Who shut up the sea with doors when it broke forth as if it issued out of the womb? I mean, he goes on and on and on. And what he's saying to him is, you don't have a clue how I did any of this. And yet you think you can stand and tell me I'm unjust, I'm unfair. You have enough understanding to question my justice? No, he said, you don't understand creation 101. You don't understand the basics of what I've done from the beginning. And you're going to question me on these biggest issues and accuse me of being unfair. No, you don't have to understand to believe. He said, verse 36, who has put wisdom in the what? Verse 36, who has put wisdom in the inward parts, or who has given understanding to the heart? Where does wisdom come from? It comes from God. It's initiated by the respect and reverence and fear of God. And it doesn't come just into your mind. It comes into your inward parts. It comes into your heart. Wisdom is not mental. You can't read enough books to get wisdom. Wisdom is the gift of God. It's the grace of God. And through wisdom, you know what to do. Without figuring it out. You just know what to do. You know what ought to be done and how it ought to be done and when. Say, thank God for wisdom. God puts it in your insides, in your heart, in your inward parts. Let me read from another place. Psalm 51 says, in the hidden part, you make me to know wisdom. Talking about Solomon in 1 Kings 10, it says, all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom that God had put in his heart. How did wisdom get in him? God put it in him. What part of his being did he put it in? Not his head. His heart. It's not talking about your blood pump now. You don't believe God with your blood pump any more than you believe God with a kidney. Or a lung. Anybody know what the heart of a watermelon is? That's the part I always eat first. What's the heart of a pine tree? The heart of an oak. It's not a blood pump. What is it? It's the core. It's the center most part of it. That's what this is talking about. The core of your being. Your heart. You're not just a body and a mind. You're a spirit. You have a soul. Right? And God puts this wisdom as a gift from Him and grace from Him in your insides. Would you like to have more manifestation of it? Yes. Well, we can. I said we can. And we'll go ahead and say by faith we will. Now go with me, since we touched on this, go with me to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles. And the first chapter. There's a man we just saw referred to by the name of Solomon. And everybody knows Solomon was wise, right? How did he get so wise? Well, he went to school a lot. Huh? Nothing wrong with education now. I'm not saying that. But you can go to school all your life and be a fool. Is that right? How did he get to be so wise? Well, he read a lot of books. Let's go back and remind ourselves of when it happened and how it happened that he became so wise. 2 Chronicles, the first chapter. Are you there? 2 Chronicles, chapter 1 and verse 10. Well, let me back up to verse 7. In the night, God appeared to Solomon and said, "Ask what I shall give you." Solomon said to God, "You've showed great mercy to David my father and have made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord God, let your promise unto David my father be established, for you've made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people." See, that gives you insight into what it is, doesn't it? So I'll know how to conduct myself, and I'll know how to lead this people. "For who can judge this thy people that is so great?" Did he value wisdom? Did he, of all the things, I mean, God shows up in your bedroom, right? And says, "Ask anything you want." What do you want? This is what was the strongest thing on his heart. "God, I got to have wisdom to know how to lead this people." Wouldn't it be a different earth if every prime minister and every king and every president, that was the strongest thing on their heart and mind? "God, give me wisdom to know how to," and that's why we pray for our president regularly, right? For wisdom. So, God said to Solomon, "Because this was in your heart, and you didn't ask for riches, or wealth, or honor, or life of your enemies, or long life for yourself, but you asked for wisdom and knowledge for yourself so you can judge my people over whom I've made you king, wisdom and knowledge is granted to you." It's a grant. It's a divine grant.
Thank you, Lord.
Not something you earned, not something you bought, not something you deserved. It's a grant from God. "And I will give you riches and wealth and honor." Now, if you read Proverbs, you realize Solomon didn't know it. He found out later that when you get wisdom, you get the other. Riches come with wisdom.
Amen.
He said, "Such as none of the kings have had that have ever been before you, neither shall there any after you have the like. My, my, my. If you read the rest of it, do you know? He got richer and richer and richer and stronger and stronger. Does riches go with wisdom and honor? And even talk to him later about long life. And if you read Proverbs, and I trust that you would go ahead and read Proverbs some while we're studying about this, you'll see long life, you'll see peace, you'll see rest, right? You'll see promotion and honor, and you'll see wealth. Directly connected with wisdom. In fact, he told us, desire that more than the money. Desire that more than the success and external. Why? Because you get that, you're going to get the other. Amen. The success, the wealth is a product. One of the benefits of walking in the wisdom of God. Now notice something else though. Keep reading here. You're in the first chapter. The Bible said when God did this, I'm going to just read some scriptures. Don't try to turn there right now. But in 1 Kings, it said, Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. And all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. All the earth sought to get to him and to hear it. Now, hold your place here. And go back to Proverbs. We're going to see a principle that is really what I was endeavoring to get to. Hold your place there in 2 Chronicles. And go over to Proverbs, the 13th chapter. How do I become wiser? Well, we've already talked about it. You must be hungry for it. You must desire it. You must ask for it. You must be teachable, correctable, right? Last week we talked about you got to watch your words, right? Here's something else. How will I become wiser? Proverbs 13 and 20. He that walks with wise men shall be wise. But a companion of fools, what will happen with them? Shall be destroyed. Does it make any difference who you hang with? Who you run with? Wow.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Walking with the Wise, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602F. That's R1602F, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.